the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I'm Kenny Palmer on location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. The segment of Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pine Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer. Coach, good to have you on the show tonight.
Thanks, Mr. Kenny. Thanks for having us on.
Coach, we're coming off a tough game on Friday night against Savannah Christian, and we turned the ball over and we had some interceptions, and we did some things we talked about that we couldn't do last week. And give me your opinion on that game, Coach.
Yeah, we did a lot of things that we said we couldn't do, and we ended up doing them. We had four turnovers. Our first three offensive possessions went turnover, touchdown, turnover. I think I won't talk about them this week. We know we're going to need to do them. You know what I mean? If we talk about them, maybe if we're talking about them, we may talk them up. So just the guys played hard the other night. We ran into some of that Savannah traffic on the way there.
Yes, we did.
But the guys came out and played hard. And there's one thing I can say about the kids is they're not giving up. You know, no matter the situation, no matter what's going on, they're not giving up. They're playing the entire games.
Yes, Coach. And, you know, we had some key players out last week, not making excuses, but it'll be good to get these guys back this week. And, you know, we're going to have a last little bus ride on Friday night. And, you know, we need to get out early where we can get on the road and get the team set and be ready to get on the field on time.
Yeah, we were down four guys last week, but it ended up equaling out to six positions. Four guys, six positions. Two of those guys start both ways. But as far as leaving Friday, we'll get on the road early. We'll get out of school about 12:30, and we should be on the highway about 1 o'clock, headed to Wrightsville, Georgia.
And that sounds good, Coach. Now, Coach, you know we got to lean on our seniors heavily this week, and you know that senior leadership means a lot, and we gotta have the seniors coming through, and you know, like you say, Coach, and let's go play this ball game Friday night and try to come away to win with a win. And we get in the playoffs, anything can happen, man.
Yeah, with this power rank, you just never know what happens. I mean, we're still sitting in a good spot despite our season and record. I'm proud of our seniors. They hadn't thrown in the towel. They practiced today just like day one. They came out, and they've been giving it all they got all week. Monday was a little slow of a start, which could be expected. But just proud of the effort and the commitment that the guys have shown to this season. They're not giving up on it. They're continuing to fight no matter what to the end.
And that's what we're looking for, Coach. And I was out to practice Tuesday, and I like the intensity at the end of practice, and the guys were getting it out there.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Kenny, if you didn't know how well or how bad we were doing this season, and you stopped by and watched one of our practices, you would be amazed at how we get after them. The competition that we inside, and the guys really get after it in practice. I mean, practices are not boring.
No, and Coach, you know, football is a funny game. You can practice great and get on the field and things don't go your way sometimes, but you have to overcome these things.
Yes, we do. That's just part of the game. That's part of football. I mean, a lot of times good things like practice don't carry over to the game, but I'm ecstatic about the guys, the way they practice. They've been getting after it.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're going up to Johnson County Friday night. What did Deuce team do on offense and defense, Coach?
Johnson County comes, they run a spread offense. Twins left and right, trips 3-by-1. They rarely go two back. It's mostly one back. Defensively, they run a 4-2-5. They run a 5-2, and they do a little bit of 6-1. They do, I think, as far as their defense is concerned, from what we've been able to see the film, they're going to line up and do what's needed to get a stop from each team.
Yes, and you know, Coach, I'm just want to ask you a question. Should we be able to dominate the offense and the defensive line on both sides of the ball, you think?
Well, I think that's our strong point, just watching film and watching what their guys are doing on film. They have some good-looking skill guys, you know, on offense, at receiver and defensive back. But our strong point, and it's really been our strong point all year. I mean, the last I think five games we've been able to get over 100, well over 100, almost 200 yards rushing per game, is our offensive line. And the seniors, the big boys, are doing it. I mean, we just gotta wrap up and hold on to that ball. But we're getting, the last game we rushed for 173 yards. I mean, those guys are getting it done up front.
Hey, Coach, we moved the ball all up and down the field on Friday night. Like you said, we can just come up the rock and take care of the rock. We'll be all right.
That's so true, Mr. Kennedy. You can't go forward without it. We've been preaching and practicing in a manner that we tell the guys, hey, get what you can get. Get what you can get. Wrap up with that ball. Wrap the ball up with two hands. And get out. It's when we start the like the old folks like to say, the juking and the jiving and the trying to be pretty. That's when we lose sight of what we're really doing.
Yes, and like you say, Coach, get what you can get and get down. Because you know sometimes it's good to get that extra yard, and that's when you get script. You know, bad things happen, but you know you came for fault the kids for effort. No. Every coach likes to see an effort.
No, and you can't. You cannot fault the kids for effort. And the effort is there. And if it wasn't there, then we'd have a problem, and the fans would have a problem. But the kids' effort are there. They're giving it all they got. We just got to eliminate the mistakes, wrap up on defense, and put two hands on the football on offense, and change the field possession. But we can't fault the kids for their effort. They're giving it. They're giving it their all.
Hey, Coach, I know you look forward to every game, but are you looking forward to this game Friday night? Do you think this game is winnable for your boys if they go out and do what they're supposed to do?
I think it's a very winnable game. I go in every game, you know, thinking it's a very winnable game, and that's just my approach to the game. But what we, like I said earlier, what we got on our side is a senior group of offensive line and defensive line that's been in the weight room for 4 years, and those guys have really came on these last few games. Yes, it's a very winnable game. I pray that we go out and we do everything we need to do to come out on top.
And like you say, Coach, I was very pleased with your running game Friday night. The running game looked real good. We did a lot of good things, and I hope we can just carry this over this Friday night and come up with a 200-yard rushing game, and we'll be right in the bowl game.
Yeah, we ended up last Friday with over 200 yards rushing, but we had we had 110 yards rushing at halftime. But yes, we gave it to those senior offensive line. We put it on their back. We told them that we want to run the ball. And Mr. Kenny, you wouldn't believe that every break we get or every timeout we get, those guys are saying, Coach, run it right here, because we can get it, Coach. And then we listen to them, we trust them, and they get it.
Yes, they did. More to come on the Terrell Toomer Coaching Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right back. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Culture Show with Head Coach Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Leader Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location from Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. The segment brought to you by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. Coach, it's good to have some of the players and some of the students in the house tonight. Let's give a shout out to them. But it's always good to have them with us, Coach. And now, Coach, you know, we got the long ride there Friday night, and, you know, you got to get your boys ready. You got to get in their mind. And look, guys, we're going to have to take the trip, you know, but how would you get your boys get ready to go to play this week?
Well, I want to say, first of all, I hate the road games as far as traveling, as far as packing up. There's a lot that go into getting the football team on the road away from home. A
lot of work.
When you're at home, when you're at home, you just go outside. But when you're on the road, there is a lot of things that are involved that a lot of people don't know about. It's not that easy just to travel. But as far as the kids is concerned, I think our kids have grown to get comfortable playing road games. They're not showing differences. They're not showing signs of, hey, we don't want to do this, and we don't, you know. It's just part of the game. And one of the things we do to help out is in practice, we turn the music up loud.
Yes.
On purpose.
Yes.
And you're trying to create that environment to where the kids got to rely on you for their eyes. And, you know, you may not be able to, in certain places, you may not be able to say the things you want to say on Friday night. So your sign systems have to work. Your kids have to be able to look over and see what you're calling. And that's the whole purpose of doing it. And demand the attention from them, get those eyes, get the attention, and then call out your plays that you want to go offense and defense. And that's one way that we do it, is make sure we have the music loud. So it serves more than one purpose.
And you know, Coach, sometimes getting away and going on the road is better than being home, because you don't have all the, you know, all the attractions away from what you got your mindset to do, and you know, it's a lot of things you got to do when you get on the road. But sometimes it's better to be on the road than to be home.
Yeah, it is. And you know, being as an assistant coach, the only thing I ever had to worry about was packing up the cameras and making sure we had it. You know, everybody has the different parts that they have to do on Friday night. And make sure that we're able to travel and play a good football game, call a good football game, and then be able to come back home and get everything that we need. But yeah, it's a lot that goes into it, Mr. Kenny.
And Coach, I travel with you guys, and I know from the boy to the water ball to the team managers and right on up to everybody. You know, everybody got a job to do, and one person will do the jobs, it throws everything off.
Yeah, so we got a pretty good team. Well, I don't say pretty good. We got a really good team of coaches, middle school coaches, Coach Jones, Coach Hewlett, Coach Powell. Those guys come in every Friday night to help us out with the middle school players, and then our managers of the high school do a very good job. So everyone does a good job on Friday night, and everyone does their job. So,
and Coach, you know, I was just, you know, like I said, I was watching the intensity in practice. If we can bring that intensity for 48 minutes Friday night, I'm still looking for that complete game, Coach. Sometimes the offense do good, the defense don't do as well. But could we put it all together this Friday night, and both offense and defense, special team and everything roll?
Yeah, and Mr. Kenny, you said it just right. We're still looking for a complete game. And, you know, we may not get a very complete game, but we need to get something close to it. You know, we've had pretty good special teams all year. Denver punted the ball very good last Friday.
Yes, he did.
I think he got a special team player of the week. He had two punts that went over 50 yards last Friday. He had a 44-yard average. But, I think this game kind of plays in our hand a little bit because Johnson County runs the spread offensively, and that's kind of what our defense is set up to be. It's not what we set them up to be, but the size that we have kind of plays into our hand.
You're listening to the Terrell Tumor Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, Coach, you know what you were saying there. I think we can just dominate this team offensively and defensively, and we can do the things what the Buccaneers capable of doing. And don't worry about Johnson County. Let's take care of our business, Coach, and I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, like I was just saying, the game kind of plays in our hand a little bit because of what we faced. I mean, we faced all year long. I mean, I can go backwards, and we faced teams that run the football. And we don't have Barry Jackson and Joe Roberts on the side of the ball, and Jonathan, Jason, and Fred. But we are set up to have athletes on the field and move around. And that's what they do. They run a lot of jet sweep on offense. They run zone. They throw the ball off of the jets. They do a lot of spread. They do a lot of spread things. And then
no wing T in power?
No wing T in power. You may get it every so often from what we've seen on film. If we got three, I think we have three games on them. We've seen it maybe five or six times in three games. But they want to spread the ball around their athletes. And on defense, they put those guys in a pretty good position. Like I said, they run at 4-2-5. They have two linebackers that stay in the box no matter what if they're in a 5-2. And then they'll even go 6-1 at times, and they'll play some man, and they'll play some cover three.
Okay, do the linebackers look pretty good, Coach O'Fame, or are they athletes?
Yeah, they're pretty decent guys. We're gonna attack them either way it goes. And figure out what we can do and can't do early in the ball game.
And I'm pretty sure they're just like us. They have to go both ways a lot. A lot of the athletes have to go both ways.
Yeah, that's one thing I do like about the game is that they gotta go both ways just like we do. So it comes down to who wants it more.
Oh yeah.
You can't say I'm tired because that man across me is tired too. You can't say that I'm going both ways. He is too. So that kind of evens the ball game up right there.
And Coach, that's why you do your conditioning and running and all those stuff after practice. The guys sometimes they don't understand why you got to do all this running. Because when that fourth quarter come around, the team that is in best condition, but normally is the team that going to win that ball game.
Yes, sir. And you know, me and Coach Kurt was talking about this one day. We don't know if we're in that good a shape or if we play the same speed all the time because our guys always seem to outlast everyone that we play. We find the other team with hands on their hips and suck and win long before we ever do. I mean, our guys are well conditioned. They do a good job in the weight room every day.
Hey, Coach, another thing I watch Friday night, when we do that up-tempo, you know, just get it and go. Seem like we seem to play a better brand of ball than when we just drag around, get up to the line and run the play. We seem to be doing a lot better.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-22 situation, Mr. Kenny. And the reason why I say that is you're exactly right. When we start rolling.
You're rolling.
But at the same time, some of those guys are going to come off the field and play defense right now. So we got to kind of pick and choose when we want to do it. But you're right. You're exactly right. And that's in the playbook for this week. We're going to do a little bit more of that.
Now, Coach, imagine this. Have you put anything new for this ball game Friday night? I know coaches don't like to tell what they're doing, but I know, you know, it's something you probably want to keep them on yourself. But do you have any package special this Friday night?
Yeah, we do. We got some different things that we're doing. Just a little tweak here and there. Well, oh. You got to come Friday and see this.
Okay. I know you're not going to give it, so I ain't going to pull your teeth about it. But I'll tell you what, Coach. A win Friday night would cure a lot of pain. We just need to go out, take care of business, and then don't worry about what nobody else is doing. We got to worry about what the Buccaneers are doing. I believe, Coach, if we do that, we'll be all right.
10-4, Mr. Kenny, and we preached that in practice. At the end of today's practice, we had our competition, and that's one of the things that we preached today. You know, is worry about what you can control and not what anybody else can do. And if you worry about yourself first and work on the things that you need to work on, then they all take care of themselves.
Okay, we'll be right back to the MC Head Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Tumor on Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard.
Action Heating and Air is here to help, serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available, Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the MC Buccaneers Coach Show with head coach Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmo, location at Blue Bed Bar and Mexican Grill. This segment is brought to you by Darien Pharmacy and by Action Heating and Air. Coach, like I was talking, a big win this Friday night would really, really take care of a lot of the souls and the bruises and the things that's been, you know, that's been bugging the Buccaneers. Coach, we are a better football team than the 2-5 record we indicate. What you say?
I've been saying that all season, Mr. Kenny. We are better than what our record indicates. And I hate to sit here and sound like I'm making excuses, but we got to hold on to the football, and we got to make tackles.
Without a doubt.
We got to make better calls from a coaching standpoint. We're not that team that's 2-5. If we are, we're one of the best 2-5 teams out there. I bet you that.
Hey, Coach, I don't see 24 more teams better in the state of Georgia than we are. But like you say, we just got to put it all together for 48 minutes.
And that's been our biggest problem all season, Achilles Hill, is, you know, like you said, we talked about it, what was it yesterday, me and you in practice? We're inconsistent.
Right.
You know, at one point, you know, the defense will look like the 85 Bears.
Yes, lights up.
And then the offense will look like the 2005 Patriots. And then we'll come back and we'll stank it up for a little while. And we'll just have some inconsistent moments.
Just shoot ourselves in the foot and with penalties and false starts and just things, you know, Coach, we just can't do. And if you're going to beat the better teams in the state of Georgia, in advance, you got to cut back the mistakes. You got to take care of the ball. You got to value every possession. It's very, very important. Hey, Coach, we play defense, man. We can play lights out.
Yes, sir.
Stop them in the backfield. And then we'll give up a 3rd and 15.
Yeah, I mean, and that's very true. Last Friday, we had several behind-the-line-of-scrimmage hits, and we just couldn't finish the play up. Finish the play. The main thing I want to say, we just couldn't finish it up. But we just got to wrap it up. And then offensively, we would get some drives going and get rolling. And, you know, from the sideline, you know, the only thing you can say is we're getting ready to take this in. And I tell the kicker to warm up. Hey, make sure you're getting warmed up. We're going to take it in. And then all of a sudden you have a penalty that rolls us back. And you know, you can't. The refs are just doing their job. They're making judgment calls, and you know the judgment calls, those can't be overturned or reviewed. It'd be nice, but we can't. So if they say we held, we held.
Right.
So that's all it is to it.
And Coach, you can't worry about the ref. You cannot put the games in the hand of the ref.
No.
You have to come out and take care of your business. Put the ball game away. The games that you're supposed to win, you got to take care of these games. And like you say, Coach, I know these are young men, and these young men try to do the best they can.
Yes.
They're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
They do it in the NFL. They do it in high school, in college, in pee-wee. I mean, mistakes will be made.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to live with these mistakes, but you try to limit them and get better every week.
Yep, even us adults still make mistakes. Nobody's perfect out here. The only thing you can do is learn from your mistakes and move on and move forward, and don't let them define you.
No.
Don't let one mistake define you as a person. And we try to preach that same thing to the kids. Don't let a turnover define us, guys. Don't let this play define us. That's not who we are. That's not us. That's not Buccaneer football.
Right. Coach, once that play is gone, you can't do nothing about that play. You have to look to the next play, get better. Let's all just work to get better. Because let me tell you, like my old folks used to tell me, if you can't stay, take the heat, you're going to be able to stay in the kitchen.
You got
to
get out of the kitchen. That's right. That's exactly right, Mr. Kenny. And this year has been one big learning experience for me as a coach. It's been one big learning experience for our kids. And it's the year ain't going the way we wanted to go, but we're still going to work to make the best of what we got.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Terrell Toom on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, like you say, we're looking for success Friday night. And we want to bring this thing back home with a big win and have a good bus ride back home.
Yeah, sir.
Maybe we don't have to be sad and we can be joyful. And
The bus ride and the truck ride home is always a lot better if you're coming back with a W versus an L. I want this win so bad for these kids, so bad for this community.
And especially for the seniors, Coach. Yes, especially for the community. And just for everybody. It'll be a good win for everybody.
Yes, sir. We need it. We need it bad. And one of the reasons why we need it is these kids have worked to earn it.
Yes, they have.
They have worked their butts off. And we need this thing.
And you know, sometimes we as parents, you know, we put a lot of pressure on. We got to remember, these are just high school kids, and they're doing the best they can do. And it's only a ball game, Coach. And nobody likes to lose. Everybody wants to win, but somebody got to lose. But you got to take losing just as well as you take winning. That's life.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with one of our seniors last week, and he told me, Coach, you can learn more from winning than you can from losing than you can from winning.
Yes, you can.
And I had to sit there and think about it for a minute. When you win, and his words were, when you win, the mistakes you make, you don't really think about them because you won. You brush them under. But when you lose, you got a whole lot more lessons to learn than when you win.
Yes. You know what they coach? But you win as a team and you lose as a team.
Yes, sir.
And then nothing should come in between that team. You understand
right.
What I'm saying, Coach?
Yes, sir.
No outside, nobody. Team should be a team.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's where the good teams get better every year when they stay as a family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm that's one of the things I'm proud for these kids this season is I believe we are a family. I think we are one big family. Even in a 2-5, 2-6 time right now, our guys are still smiling. They're still having fun. They're still getting on one another. They're having fun, Mr. Kent. A lot of people say losing is not fun. No, that part isn't. But us being together every day and working out in the weight room and practicing, the guys are having fun. They're there together. They're in it to the end.
And you know what, then, Coach? You be with these guys sometimes more than you be with your wife and your children, you know? So
10-4 all day long.
These guys, you have to come as a father to them, a friend to them, a mentor. You have to be everything to these guys. And lots of times, Coach, they depend on you to get them through the problems they might be going through, you know?
10-4, and we talk about problems and things like that. But you're right about the part about spending time with them. I'm looking at Payne Drake at least 6 periods a day. And there he is right now. He still ain't going nowhere. And as coaches, we do spend more time with our players and at school than we do with our own family. And that's one reason why, as you know, coaches, you gotta have a good support system. And I appreciate my wife, and I'm sure the other coaches appreciate their wife, because if she didn't allow it, if they didn't allow it, we couldn't do it.
Yes, thank God for wives, coach.
Oh yeah. I appreciate her so much. If they didn't allow it, we couldn't do it. But yes, the kids do look to you for different things. And we try to incorporate different situations about life into everything that we do. You know, and one of the things I told the guys last Friday was, when you know, losing in life, it's going to happen.
Yes.
But if you give it all you got and you lose, you at least feel a little better about it.
That's right, Coach. But you have to take the good with the bad, yes, and keep going.
But when you lose and you give up, you feel bad about it.
Yes.
That's when you feel bad.
Yes.
When you don't give it all you got to the end. So I'm here to the end with our guys, and we're going to keep working our butt off, and we're going to pray that we have a good, safe ride up Friday and avoid any traffic, and we're going to go out Friday night and call a good game, and we're going to play a good game and try to bring that W home.
Okay, Coach. Well, thank you for joining us for the MCA Coaches Show with Terrell Toom on the Bishop Media Sports Network. come out to Blue Bay Mexican Bar Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Terrell Tumor Show. I'm Kenny Palmer, and we're signing off. Good night.